Scamming ass motherfucker.
Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code?
Hey, Brisa. 77901. 77901.
First and last name?
Gonzalez.
And what is your first name?
Melody.
Okay.
Well, let me ask, who exactly am I calling to? What is your name of your business again?
Well, ma'am, I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines.
Okay, because the reason why I'm calling is because it literally showed me like an email from the USPS, and I have an app from the USPS. So it shows me a legit email from the United States Postal Service for a tracking. It has a tracking number, and it has the same amount of numbers that a regular tracking number from USPS has. Mm-hmm. And it says your iPad Pro is at our USPS facility. And, you know, I thought it was a scam at first, but, you know, it literally has the trademark of the United States Postal Service.
We don't assist with the iPad Pro. We assist with the meal plan app. When you place that order, you get enrolled in a meal plan app, ma'am.
No, see, there's nothing about this. Yeah, I had tried to exit out of all the other block, you know, all the other things that were popping up, and I was just trying to stick to the one. Because, see, I got a identity theft thing going on where I'm dealing with my information being used to purchase things, and I literally have a fraudulent case going with, you know, stuff that has to do with my bank. So I thought this was another charge, because it legit shows like the tracking history, and like I thought they had bought something else. So
no, ma'am,
I
we
thought,
don't assist,
you know,
with that item that you're stating. We assist with the meal plan.
Okay,
app.
Well, when I clicked off of this and I tried to go back, it says shipping fee $1, and then I was like, well, because it kept saying that's the wrong address, because the USPS, they know. You know, I'm dealing with stuff right now. So I thought, you know, since they got me on this theft watch or whatever, they're trying to, you know, watch stuff that's being ordered in my name or something like that. It's some kind of deal that they offered me. And so it's kind of like helping me to stop unwanted stuff being ordered under my name. So I wanted to check what address it had, because it said wrong address, correct address, missing delivery address. And so it looked legit, and then I fill in the address to see, and it says shipping fee $1. So I was like, okay, it's just $1. So I put in my card number, and it gives me a thing telling me that I'm trying to be charged for $59.89 at Better
for
Wellness.
The meal plan app, because when you place that order for the iPhone, when you place the order for the iPad, I'm sorry, you get enrolled in a meal plan app. It tells you in the terms and agreements.
See, there's nothing showing there.
The charge didn't go
that.
Through, but we don't assist with a meal. We don't assist with the iPad, so I cannot assist you with that. I'm sorry.
I don't even know how y'all got my information if it says the USPS.
Due to terms and policies. When you place the order through the iPad, it tells you that you will get enrolled in a meal plan app. You have to go over the terms and policies.
The only thing I clicked on was the part where it says USPS tracking. So I was trying to find out if there was something ordered, and it says missing delivery address. So I clicked where it says fill in address, and it says delivery address, and I filled it in, and I clicked
claim. Well, we cannot assist you in that thing, because we don't assist with the iPad. We only assist.
How are you able to get? There's nothing about any meal plan.
You need to go over the terms and policies on that page.
The whole page says USPS. USPS tracking. And where it says update address, fill in address, that's the only part that I clicked on.
You need to go over the terms and policies. There's terms and agreements on there, on that page.
Okay. Can you just remove my information off of there so I'm not charged for anything else?
We're not
going to
bill you. We don't have your information. It shows decline.
Oh, yeah, it shows decline, but y'all still had an option, or y'all were still able to try to.
No.
Because this is a dollar.
It was declined 4 times. We're not going to bill you.
Yeah, why are you going to keep charging me if it says shipping fee only a dollar? And it doesn't say nothing about any
just
small
to recap,
writing or anything on
we
this
don't
page.
Assist with the
I'm
the
literally
iPad.
Blowing up the page that I'm looking at. There's nothing about any meal prep or any meal, whatever it is.
It's all terms and policies, ma'am. At the moment, at the moment, I will have to move on to my next call because I'm advising you that we don't assist with the iPad. So I cannot assist you with that. We only assist with the meal plan app, and I'm advising you. It is stated in the terms and policies. You will have to look through that those pages.
Okay,
tells
is there someone
you,
else I can speak to? Because I don't know where you're looking at, but what I'm looking at shows a legit UPS. I have an app. It shows the same trademark.
Yeah, if it could show that way, ma'am, but in the terms and policies.
Okay, can I talk to somebody else? Because if y'all keep steady trying to charge me for something that said only a dollar, but it's steady trying to charge me.
I'll transfer you over to somebody else. But they will provide you with the same information.
Okay, y'all are steady trying to charge me $59, and I don't see anything where y'all saying read the terms and conditions